Leslie, what do parents need to be aware of when their child, you know, wants to start working?
Firstly, it's important to recognise that there are laws that restrict where and when children under the age of 15 work. The laws are designed to strike a balance between providing children with the benefits of experiencing work, but also ensuring that the child's wellbeing is being protected. So getting a job, you know, is an exciting event, not only for the young person, but also for their parents. And lots of benefits come from having paid work, social skills, financial benefits, and also they get educational skills as well. So a parent has as much responsibility as an employer in relation to the Children and Community Services Act.
And what about, I mean, so if between the age of 13 and 15, what restrictions are placed on them?
Certain industries. If a child can actually work from the ages of 10 to 13, and in that instance, they can deliver pamphlets as long as they're accompanied by a parent at all times. And the hours there, the restrictions there, are they can't work before 6 and they can't work after 7 p.m. in the evening. Some jobs have special exemptions for children. There's no minimum ages for children working in their own family business. Also in performance, such as drama or music or the making of an advertisement. And a family business is defined as a trade or occupation that's carried on by the parent or another relative of that child. It's always against the law for children to work in an area where it's indecent, obscene or any pornographic manner, which includes entertainment.
What about children aged between the ages of 13 and 15?
So from the ages of 13 and 15, a child can work in a shop, retail outlet or in a restaurant, provided that they do not work before 6 a.m. in the morning. And I don't know many children that get out of bed before 6 a.m. I was joking with an employer about that the other day. And she actually has two that are willing to work at 6 a.m. So before 6 and after 10 p.m. in the evening. And they must have written permission from their parents to work in, to engage in this work. So that's in the fast food industry and also in the shops that we have in town. From the age of 15 and one day, they can work in most areas, you know, most places of work.
With no time restrictions?
No time restrictions apply. The only restrictions apply are with the School Education Act, and they must obviously remain at school until they're 17 years, the end of the year that they're turning 17.
You've previously prosecuted 3 fast food giants in town. Has there been a shift in attitudes, you know, employers wanting to comply with the requirements of the Child Employment Act?
Well, the department hasn't received any complaints in our area for since those prosecutions. And recently I've been conducting an education campaign in the fast food industry, and I've visited nearly every employer in town. They were actually initially contacted by phone, and then they were contacted by letter, and then I followed up most with a visit that are in our area. And I believe that most employers really want to do the right thing. So it's just that they're unaware of the laws when these instances occur.
I mean, where's a lot of areas where employers go wrong?
Mainly in the by permitting children to work outside the hours. We found that the department's found that that's the area where most employers go wrong. You know, they can let an employee or a young worker work after 10 p.m. at night, and that's the laws are there for a reason, because it, you know, can end up being unsafe to do so, to be out that late at night, and it's a parent's responsibility as much as the employer to make sure that their child is in before, you know, finishes work before 10 p.m. at night. The underlying cause of employers breaching the laws is that they simply don't understand their obligations. But I'm sure the education that the department's been providing through waiver education programs that we've had, we've really stepped up.
So if employers or parents or students do have questions, what resources are available to them from the department?
I strongly recommend that before allowing their children to commence any work, that all parents should contact our wage line service. Within the space of a 5-minute call, parents are able to find out all the information relevant to where and when their child may work. Or alternatively, they can contact me if they have any more in-depth questions to ask, including parents, employers, or the children themselves can ring and find out it from either WageLine, myself. The website also, we have a great website there where all this information is.
And what about the Your First Job program? Is that still in existence?
It is. It's a fabulous, you know how passionate I am about Your First Job, and it's something that we go and talk to the students about. The Your First Job program is teaching young people all they need to know about participating in the workforce. And it's an online learning resource, and it equips students with all the knowledge and resources to become a productive and valuable employee to an employer. So they get to know what their rights are, their responsibilities, how much they're entitled to be paid. And it's a set of modules, and at the end of it, the best part about it is when I talk to the children at school is once you've completed all the sets of modules from the start of getting a job to actually leaving the job and letting them know that you can't just walk out, you do have to provide notice, all the kinds of things that you really need to know, you get a certificate that you can print out at the end of it. You can attach that to your resume, and it lets an employer know that you are aware of the responsibilities, and it may guarantee you a job.
Leslie, thanks very much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.